This week's episodes are sponsored by the Roland Corporation, makers of fine electronic musical instruments, like the Roland FR4X, the latest in digital accordion technology. Using the same powerful sound engine as the flagship FR8X, the 4X goes even further. It has a MIDI output as well as an onboard recorder to save your performances directly to the USB stick. Boasting 37 keys and 120 left-hand buttons, the Roland FR4X is light and compact, which makes it perfect for touring. In fact, wacky man Weird Al Yankovic uses the model in his most recent tour. Besides fast response and high sensitivity from its bellows pressure sensing circuitry, the 4X has over 37 preloaded accordion sounds. Or, if that's not your thing, it has 162 other orchestral sounds, 32 organ sounds, and even 3 drum sounds. The amazing Roland FR4X, for when you want to look like you're playing an accordion, but you don't want to sound like you are.
She said that guy's a genius. I shook my head and laughed. I said, if he's so fly, then tell me why he couldn't build a lousy rap.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo-hoo! Hey, look, there's another voice again.
I cheered this time.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Thank you. Matt's back for another episode. This time we're talking about Isle Thing, because we have to.
And we're not talking about in a supermarket. It's not in a supermarket.
Nope, nope. That actually would be funnier, I think.
Yeah, you're probably right.
This is from UHF. UHF.
Such a strange, great album.
Yeah, 1989. It was recorded on May 25th, 1989. And it's a parody of Wild Thing by Tone Loc. Yep.
Star of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Breakout star.
Yes. Yes. Also a voice in Baby's World and Fern Gully.
Oh, yeah.
As well as being the voice of Fudd Rapper in Food Rocks in Epcot. From like 1984 to like 2004 or something like that.
84?
Not 84. That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
But I think it's till 2004.
It spanned his six-year career.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Sorry.
So
Charlie, I told you. You hadn't heard this one yet. I'm like, just wait till you hear
this
one.
Oh, man.
You're in for a treat.
This is one of the... I'm not sure if I remembered hearing... Shoes or That Boy Could Dance, but there's also a possibility that I heard it and just don't remember it.
Right.
This song, I definitely have never heard in my entire life.
Seriously?
There is no way I heard this song before.
Wow. You blocked it.
Yeah. No, I did. UHF isn't my album.
Never heard it.
Sure.
I don't really have UHF as the album because I think I tried to buy it one time and I looked at it and it was just weird enough that I was like, I don't understand what's going on here. And so I like passed it up for another old, another Weird Al classic.
It's almost worth it just for the clips from UHF. Yeah. That might just be worth it to buy
that. That's the parts I don't really like.
Exactly.
I skip over those.
Really?
I think some of that was like, they're like clip from UHF and I'm like, oh, never mind. Yeah, I want songs. And then some of the songs, I'm like, I don't recognize. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like two or three on this that are like, ugh.
But gosh.
Were you a fan of Gilligan's Island?
I am a fan of Gilligan's Island. I think, however, in this moment, he sort of jumped the shark in terms of old syndicated TV show references.
But you didn't hear this song for a good like 20 years after it was released.
Wait, are you saying this song is good when it came out?
Well, the song it was parodying was new when it came out.
No, I understand that aspect of it.
It was a big song at the time, so it was a little bit better than it is now if you've never heard it.
Okay.
So I'm saying you may be a little bit like, yeah.
Because honestly, lyrically, I'm kind of okay with the song.
Uh-huh.
It just doesn't come together well for me.
Okay.
I think that, this is credited as his first rap parody.
Uh-huh.
He did have the Twister song where he's doing the Beastie Boys, but that's
not
a parody.
Awesome song.
Although in some ways it is technically kind of a parody
because
it's a Twister, a parody of the Twister.
It does directly parody. Well, it doesn't parody, it quotes the commercial.
So it's more like a cover. It's a Beastie Boys cover of a commercial kind of.
Anyway.
But yeah, and he tries to do the Tone Loc thing, but it doesn't make it work.
He can't quite get that voice.
And it just then, I feel like not making that work fails anything else he tries on this.
And that happens twice on this album. We'll get to the other one on later, eventually, which I think was much worse than this.
Wow,
much more of an offense, voice-wise.
I almost want to say not trying would have maybe been better for this song
if
than
he would have just gone, he just said, I'm not going to even try. Just be me.
He tried it and was like, no, it's not good enough. You know, he's a perfectionist. Why is this the one time he's like, ah? Or like, I mean, why can't he like octave down his voice or something? Like there's...
Like truck driving song?
Or something. Like Tone Loc's voice is just so... It, the song is almost made because of his voice.
But that's, totally. I mean, but that's the reason why I think you,
why you, had to try.
Why you have to do it. It's almost like, well, you,
I agree.
The song is his voice. That's like doing a, you know, Insane in the Membrane, but not doing it in the high.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Like you just like,
exactly.
It just wouldn't sound right. Yeah.
I agree
with that. Then take another pass at it. Like put another filter on it, put another
something.
Effect. You know, you can drop something by, I mean, and it was 20 years ago, so you don't really have too much technology, but you should have at least an octave dropper. Like just drop everything an octave and see if that helps it.
Yeah, well, that's something you guys,
it's the 80s. They still had.
Yeah.
That's something you guys were just touching on. I wanted to talk, the fact that this is so, it was almost like a Nick at Night. He saw Nick at Night and it was Tone Loc and he's like, well, let's put these together because Gilligan's Island's a classic.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It is, but I don't know if it's parody or song worthy.
It's already almost a parody.
It was already almost sort of forgotten.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it and my wife was like, oh, you're doing an Outthing. And then she's like, I love Gilligan's Island. And we listened to the song. She's like, they talk about Gilligan's Island almost not at all in the song. It's just about watching Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Kind of like the same as the problem we had with the Brady Bunch.
Exactly.
That's same what problem. This song reminds me a lot of, is the Brady Bunch, because the Brady Bunch as a concept is like, okay, it's like a good for one note. And that's why when he does like Couch Potato and he references a lot of different shows, then you're like, oh, okay.
Fair. That's but almost like he decided those two didn't work, so I'll just name a bunch of shows. A
bunch of shows.
Yeah.
Spaghetti Against the Wall. Sounds mystic.
Like, so I think it worked better than our problem with Brady Bunch, because he actually does reference some stuff in the show here, some of the tropes, some of the things
that the third verse is all the
Yes, right. Exactly. He doesn't do that in Brady Bunch, what I was hoping he would back when I first heard it, because I love the Brady Bunch. He doesn't say anything about it at all, other than the fact he doesn't want to listen to it, than the theme song. That's it.
That's funny, because I think I would accept Brady Bunch more than Gilligan's Island I don't know what.
No, totally. It's your opinion.
Just talking about the problem with it is different. That's all. I mean, I'm not saying I like it better. I'm just saying the problem that we had with it was this. This has a similar problem, but I don't think this was as bad of a problem as Brady Bunch was as far as the lyrics
go. I totally agree.
To sort of highlight that, this song was out before the TV album came out. Not on the TV album.
Uh-huh.
Now people have said that maybe they had too many. You know, there's a limit to how many parodies you can put on an album, especially a compilation album. Yeah. But like, this song was not on that album.
Yeah.
So clearly somebody at some point was like it doesn't really work.
Let's not do that one.
As I'm looking through, and I'm sorry, we were just talking about what's on the UHF album. I'm just looking through this, and there are so many great songs on here that I'm sorry you're depriving yourself of.
Yes,
Fun Zone is on here. Biggest Ball of Twine, Generic Blues, Let Me Be Your Hog. I mean, besides the one we're talking about now, a lot of these are fantastic songs.
Yeah, I
agree. Spam is on here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Charlie, as your friend.
I have Squeezebox.
He has it now.
I have Squeezebox.
Okay, true enough. Okay,
I have it.
So you got it. You got
through it yet.
I haven't gone through it yet, and I'm okay.
Just skip.
I would have been okay never hearing this song ever.
Okay.
Lyrics. I mean, like, lyrically, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's like we said, he goes through the characters. Uh-huh. He makes jokes about them.
He sets it up the same way as Tone Loc sets up Wild Thing. I mean, it's really just...
I think it's good in that way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same concept.
It is, absolutely. Yeah.
For me, that song actually freaks me out a little bit, though. Uh-huh.
Because of what the subject matter that Tone Loc is talking about, to then have...
What subject matter is that?
We're talking about Charlie.
Sex.
Charlie.
You said the S word.
I know.
We're going to get a R rating.
But...
It's not the S word,
technically, dude.
Good.
Anyways, but like, so that it's weird. It's very strange. Like, I don't know.
I have a different opinion on this song than you guys, apparently.
Really? Let's hear it.
I don't love it, but I'm just saying, I thought it was very amusing. I love the fact that he takes the concept of like basically a booty call song and makes it he thinks he's going to be going there, but when he gets there, he's not getting that. He's just having some chick who wants to watch TV. He's having Netflix without the chill. I thought it was kind of funny. He goes there and like, yeah, I'm going to get with this girl. Like, no, we're just sitting down. We're watching this old show. And he's like getting frustrated. He's like, no, that's not what I want. That's not why I'm here. But then he gets sucked in.
That's too much sexuality for Weird Al.
Really want to be your lover?
That is different somehow.
That's
Jackson Park Express.
That's completely taking. I mean, that's putting a flashlight or a spotlight on I mean,
I don't know. I think this is a very music concept.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
I thought it was very music. Like, it's a booty call gone really wrong, and he gets sucked into this cheesy old stupid show from the 70s that like it's so ridiculous, and then he starts getting sucked in by how stupid it is. Then he points out all the things that everyone always jokes about the show, like, what about this, what's this problem, it's ridiculous. And I, being a fan of Gilligan's Island growing up, I used to watch the show, and it was so stupid, but I loved it. It's one of those after-school shows, like, same thing as Brady Bunch. So I thought this worked better than Brady Bunch in that way, and I found it very amusing. I liked Wild Thing when it came out, so I thought this was very funny. Granted, I was, 13 or 14 when it came out, so...
Know what this needs?
Huh.
This needs a rewrite.
Oh, boy.
With the subject of Lost.
Oh, jeez.
Write the entire thing around, because then you don't even need to change the title.
The aisle thing?
Yeah, exactly. title, and then you do all that stuff, and then it just, okay. I don't know. Because then I could understand it, because to me, Lost is a show that you get sucked into.
Not once.
You know what I mean?
Not a single episode of my scene.
Well, his opinion is correct.
Okay. That's fine. It would work.
But, you know, I would love the fact that if he still used Tone Loc.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And did Lost because kids would love to hear Tone Loc.
So he's going to some chick's house, you know, for a little action.
I mean,
she's sitting there watching Lost, and he gets sucked into Lost. I mean, okay, why not?
Him and Coolio, man. He's hitting him in their prime.
Don't get me wrong. Sorry, I'm not saying this is a great song.
No, okay.
But I appreciate it more.
It's not a witch hunt.
No, I appreciate it more than you guys do. It's definitely not going to get high ratings for me, but you guys are I don't know. It's not a great song at all, but
did you just listen to it?
Literally just listened to it.
You just listened to it.
I listened to it four or five times. No, yesterday.
Okay.
But I listened to it, I repeated it several times.
Sure.
And it did, I mean, it grew on me a little bit. I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it so much I couldn't listen to it second time. You know what I mean? Like I didn't, I wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like I stopped my car to run across to push stop when it repeated, you know?
Okay.
And like I said, I can appreciate some of the lyrical manner of it, but yeah, the almost Tone Loc thing. I just don't understand.
I really can forgive him for that. Yeah. I can forgive him. It was a nice try.
Yeah.
And it was needed to be done. Like Matt said, you could not do this song without trying to do the voice.
Well, and then I think as his first foray into trying to do a rap song, I don't think he's not benefiting from this one.
No.
Whereas future rap songs, there are actual
times. He's an awesome rapper.
Yeah.
Kills it.
Yeah. Exactly. And
this is his first try.
This is not indicative of the rest of this.
No,
but then again, Tone Loc isn't either.
Well,
he's not like a wordsmith.
He's an actor.
Yeah. His rhymes are very basic, very slow.
Let's talk about Tone Loc.
Sorry, Tone Loc.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Tone Loc. Yeah, baby.
Born Anthony Terrell Smith. He was born.
Wait, Tone Loc isn't his real name?
Nope. Really?
I'm shocked.
Really? Wow.
Anthony, so at least
Tone
is, was born on March 3rd, 1966, which also happened to be the same day that William Farley, who played Fred in I Love Lucy, died.
Aw.
Because there's always a connection to Weird Al
William
somewhere.
Farley. Yep. Fred.
Mind blown.
Wild Thing was inspired by words that a character in Spike Lee's She's Gotta Have It said, and was co-written by Young MC.
Cool.
Exactly.
I like
him. It was number 2 on the charts behind Straight Up by Paula Abdul.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like that song too.
Yeah.
There you go.
pretty crazy because that's pretty high. I don't think I would have thought Wild Thing hit it that high.
Huge, no, it was huge. It was on was everything. Yeah. I think that's. I think sometimes, at least maybe in the past, it was like he couldn't not do a parody of a song that was this big.
Exactly. No,
it like, had to be done.
Well,
and when you read that, it makes a lot more sense.
It wasn't the greatest effort, but it needed to be done.
Even if he didn't like Lady Gaga, I gotta do Lady Gaga.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's I know that wasn't the case, but you know, you can't.
This song was everywhere. It needed to be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it his best try? Who knows what else he could have done? It's a good try. A for effort.
I think it's a simple concept, and it's still a simple concept. I don't know how he could have made it any. He can't make a not. I mean, yes. Is it a catchy song? Is it a fun song by Tone Loc? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Is it a complex song that tells a riveting story? No.
No.
It is what it is. Yeah. So I don't think he could do much with.
No.
With it.
Like I said, I really appreciate what he did with it. I understand the concept. I think it's very funny. Yeah. Taking like I said, a booty call, making it like a booty call gone wrong. Yep. I thought that was very funny and clever.
Boob tubey call?
Boob tubey call.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I know, like, right?
I mean, I can see in that situation. It's just like very amusing to me.
I
don't know.
Let's go to lyrics. I get it. Let's go to lyrics.
Lyrics. All right. I like the professor.
We've already spent 5 more minutes on this song than I thought we were going to. So
that's my
I think we should still talk about another 5 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm going real quick. I like the professor. He always saved their butts. He can make a nuclear reactor out of a couple of coconuts.
Yeah, yep.
Mine is, he'd mess up every rescue man. That first mate was Illin. If I was one of those castaways, I think I'd probably kill him.
That was a good line, too.
Which, to me, was like, wow. He's talking about that was a little bit
for
Al.
Exactly.
I was like, "Woo!" Between booty calls and dying.
But seriously, if you're on the island with him, and every time you're about to get rescued, I mean, seriously, think about being stuck on a desert island, and this idiot keeps messing it up every time. You'd want
to
kill him.
The cops would ask, "What happened to Mr. Gilligan?"
We ate him.
We don't know. He didn't make it. We ate him.
I mean, if you're gonna eat somebody, eat the captain.
Yeah, exactly. Lost. Skipper. He was a skipper.
Yeah, he's kind of fatty.
My favorite lyric is the one, Ginger and Marianne could have used some funky Coleman dinner.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good line.
like referencing the other Tone Loc song.
Yes.
Like that.
Brilliant.
To me, that is
I love that, line. That was that a very was really good. Yes.
Again, your opinion is correct, Charlie. Yes.
Yep. Thank you. So what are we rating this?
I'm going to mark down your ones right now while I'm thinking.
No, it's not that bad.
I will give
it's
this.
It's not got a boogie.
No,
come
on. I appreciate it. It gave me a laugh. I see where he's going with it. It's not one of the best ever, but I don't hate it as much as you guys do. 2.5.
1.5.
All right.
I am also going to say 1.5 because I know there are probably some that are worse, but it's like you guys said, it's not as terrible. The fact that we're using adjectives like terrible and amusing and didn't hate it, I think says a lot about
it. Exactly.
But,
I mean, there are very few actual horrible Weird Al songs. There's very few. You go with the scale between Weird Al. Like, he's got to have a worst, he's got to have a best. Even his worst songs are better than, like, anything by, like, I don't know.
Careful.
Tone Loc.
Justin Bieber.
There you go.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Tone Loc. Which is why haven't we heard of Bieber?
I think the timing wasn't right.
For a parody.
And
he sucks.
Let's now talk about Matt for a second or two. Or at least,
okay. Well, he's right here. That's kind of rude.
Have Matt talk about himself.
We'll do that next week.
What is your Weird Al origin story? Where did you hear him?
You know what? It's strange. My I got my first Weird Al cassette tape.
Yep.
In 3D. From my dad, who I think I'd seen a video and probably giggled at it and laughed at it, and maybe in the back of his brain. So he would go fishing up in Canada, and he would come back and bring us gifts, which, as I realize now, would just be at whatever truck stop they happen to stop on the way back. And I'm sure
you gotta get a kid something.
Correct.
Hey, Red Vines again. Congratulations.
That's how I got into Lego. The exact same thing. My dad used to pick up random stuff. He's out and he threw me little Lego sets. Anyway, same origin there.
That's also how I got the Back to the Future soundtrack, which is an awesome
soundtrack.
There you
go.
Anyway, so he brought in 3D, and that was it. And I think Like a Surgeon was my first. You know, I did not know what the original was song, at all.
Yep.
But I know I just liked it. So
yeah, we just talked about that one.
Did you?
Okay. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know what age, maybe 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Now, what is your favorite parody and your favorite original?
Oh man,
it's a tough question.
It is such a tough
changes
question.
Changes like daily for me. Yeah.
Well, my favorite, I'll say my favorite original is, it's a tough call between Albuquerque and I Want to Be Your Lover.
I'm sorry, what was the first one? I missed
Albuquerque.
And I Want to Be Your Lover. Huh?
There's those two. I mean, they always make me laugh and I'm always, and Albuquerque, I'm like, it's already over. I mean, it's 11 minutes, but I'm always like, oh man, there's so much more to tell.
Oh yeah.
My favorite parody. I don't know, man. That's a tough one. Isle Thing is so good.
I'm changing yours to 5 right now.
You know, it's funny. You guys were listening to all. I was listening to your episode about the Pentiums. I actually love that parody.
Yeah,
it's a kick butt song.
Yeah.
And I mean the video rocks and everything. Yeah. Else. So I'll say that for now. Sure. Although I'm sure when I'm driving home, I'll think of 6 more.
That's how Weird Al is.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's so hard to pick a favorite. Like I keep on saying one that's my favorite. Then like 2 days later, like, well, maybe I like this one better. You know, maybe that one. Like, well, I definitely have a top 5 that rotates.
And so, and we talked about Pentiums was amazing. It just didn't hit for some reason.
Yeah.
And
even
Al's, we said, Al's called it out. He's like, I don't understand why White and Nerdy blew up, but Pentiums didn't, and it's basically the same song. Now, you said you had a friend that liked Weird Al too.
Yeah, my best pal.
Yeah, yeah. And that you guys like... So you've seen concerts together?
Oh, yeah. Like, when we were growing up, every time he was close. So I grew up in Iowa, and Omaha, Nebraska was the closest place to see him. So my first show was at a little place called Peony Park, which was just after, I think it was after Off the Deep End, I want to say, came out. Wow. When we were old enough to go to a concert. Mm. And that was amazing. We were, like, second row because... He hadn't made his comeback at that point.
Oh, wow.
I think that was kind of on its
comeback. Off the Deep End was, yeah.
Right. So we were like second row and had no idea that this was like, you know, but it was one of those things where you're like, we're in the same room. Wow.
That's so cool.
It's amazing. Yeah. So, I mean, I think we probably saw 6 or 7 shows together.
Nice.
Even like when he I've seen him do Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota.
That's really?
Which is like incredible. Yeah, wow. I mean, it was one of those things.
Often.
No, and he had this like slideshow
behind
him of the ball. I've been to the ball twice.
I've seen him do that as well. Now that you mentioned you mentioned the slideshow, I remember that.
I think
Bad Hair Tour, I saw him do it.
Could be it. Yeah.
That was my first concert of his. I vaguely remember a slideshow now. Yeah.
I can picture one. I don't know if I've made it up in my head or if I
actually saw it. No, once you mentioned that, I've seen that.
It was one of those things where you look at each other and go, no way.
That's so cool.
But visiting, if you get a chance, if you're ever in Darwin, Minnesota.
Oh, I will.
Go. It's a little ways off the interstate, but there is a Twine Ball Inn.
Oh, really?
And there is a Twine Ball Cafe, yes.
No way, there's a Twine Ball Inn?
Yes, and it is in a pagoda.
I will go there someday.
Yeah, yes. I used to have all kinds of that stuff.
I've been to the place where you can drive through the middle of a tree.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and alligator farms.
Yeah.
I guess if you count Gatorland.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, Temple Museum's right down the road.
But cool. Sounds like you had a nice, fun life with Weird Al.
That's kill him now?
No.
Is that what we do? Is that what happened to Orson?
No, it's
Charlie, you monster.
I think it's the same thing you guys had growing up. You know, you probably had a few friends that were into it, and you know, it was like you never stopped being a fan, even though people didn't seem to be fans anymore.
Yeah, my friends have kind of gone, though. A lot. My childhood friends have. Well, one of them is still an Al fan, but not as hardcore as I am, obviously. But yeah, the other ones are like, oh, you still listen to him?
It's so funny because now he's huge because
he's even bigger than he ever has been.
All the people our age are now like celebrities, and they're like, oh, yeah, I grew up with that. Like Scott Aukerman is like, I mean, he's the hugest fan, and he's on Comedy Bang Bang all the time. I mean, so it's really
Jimmy
cool
Fallon
to see
and
his.
Like Lynn and,
right.
Yeah, just seeing them like with him on that interview, just like they're like just in awe. They've interviewed everyone. Jimmy's interviewed everyone. And you see him in front of Weird Al. He's just like, you can see his excitement. He's like bouncing. The same with Lynn.
And the guy's a genius.
Yeah.
He is a certified genius. I mean, he graduated college at what?
17?
17, I think.
16 or 17.
17. And
Well, I mean, he went to college at 16. He graduated.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Crazy, awesome. Crazy radio. That's really cool.
Thank you very much for joining us for a couple episodes.
Thanks for having us.
We'll probably have us.
He's royalty now.
Yes.
We were happy to be here.
There's only two of me here now.
But yeah, if you ever want to join us,
yeah, we'll have you back. Maybe we've got a lot more episodes.
So about halfway.
Yeah,
I'll cherry pick which ones I come back. I'm kidding. He doesn't want to get stuck with Isle thing.
No, Isle thing. We've done Isle thing. We can't do it again.
It's probably we'll bring you back for She Drives Like Crazy.
Oh boy! Oh my goodness!
We'll talk about that one later.
Fine Young Cannibals. Now that's the only reason why I remember Fine Young Cannibals. I will say, you guys better be thanking Weird Al, Fine Young Cannibals.
Yeah, there you go. Anywho.
Awesome. Well, call us up, 302-72-WEIRD. Leave messages, and we'll play them on the podcast. You can find us at We're All Yankovics on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Join our Facebook group. It's a lot of fun. And that's it for this
week?
Moment,
yeah. Day?
Yeah, yeah, I think we'll be back.
2 to 3 a week.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll definitely be back.
Yeah.
We're not quitting now.
Nope. Anyway, too late.
We've gone too far. We're committed. We got to see this thing through.
We got 100 more songs we need to do.
We'll do it.
Song number 134.
That's great.
Oh, so out
of three. Anyways.
Well, and then we just kept adding to it because now some of our episodes are about the tour. So we've got more episodes than we originally thought we were going to do. So
134 is Young, Dumb, and Ugly.
Oh, great.
Wow, that's that long, really? Wow. Anyways.
Hey.
Hey. What? That long down the road, secret, I mean?
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be that long before we record that one, I mean? Anyways.
Thanks for everything. And thanks again, Matt, for coming by.
Thank you, guys. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Get it, guys.